British Public Radio. Travel.
Ben Fogle is not a man who lets the weather get in the way of what he sets out to do. After all, he's rowed across the Atlantic, sprinted across the Sahara, and raced by foot across Antarctica to the South Pole, submitting himself to extreme temperatures far worse than our snow-covered skylines. So where then does such an action man go to relax, where the temperature isn't an enemy to overcome? Well, he's just become the ambassador to the Azores, a little-known group of islands off Portugal.
I think what's unique and exciting for me about the Azores is that here is this exotic-sounding island chain. A lot of people aren't necessarily sure where it is, even what country it belongs to. And when you do a little bit of research and you look at a map, there they are in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, off the coast of Portugal. And I've been obsessed with islands for many, many years now, and I've been lucky enough to visit islands all across the world. And there's something about the Atlantic islands in particular that has always captivated me. It's to do with the environment, the weather, the location. And the first time I went to the Azores, like many people, I wasn't really sure what to expect. And to find this volcanic chain of islands deep in the ocean, surrounded by whales and smoking volcanoes and lush vegetation, just completely captivated me. And I've since been back a number of times, and I've been really privileged to be made an ambassador of the Azores, and it's meant that I've had a number of trips there over the years. I've been able to really explore the diversity of this extraordinary island nation.
Well, I was going to ask you what there was to do there, actually, and it sounds like you're still a bit of an action man even when you're on holiday.
Well, what I love about the Azores is that you can go there and you can have quite a sedate experience. You can go bird watching, you can go whale watching. That's a little bit more exciting because you're out in the ocean in a very small boat. And you can also find a huge, rich variety of adventures there. You can go coasteering. This is a huge new movement where you explore the coastline by walking up and down the craggy cliffs, jumping into the water, clambering out, and the water washes you along. You jump off high cliffs. It's incredibly exciting and exhilarating. You can do canyon. That's where you walk down waterfalls, you abseil down, you're wearing a wetsuit, you leap in and out of the water. You can go kayaking, you can go swimming between the islands. Literally, it's got more adventures than you could actually do in that amount of time. In fact, I've been lucky enough to go a number of times over the last few years, and I still haven't had a chance to experience everything and every adventure that the islands have to offer.
It sounds like a European version of the beach in the making.
I mean, I think what the Azores really has to offer is it's not your beach destination. Instead of white sandy beaches, you go to these vast volcanic beaches where they've cut sections out so you can sunbathe there. It gets very hot, and you can leap into these beautiful natural pools. You can sit in the ocean and be superheated by geothermal energy that actually heats the seawater, giving you a natural jacuzzi. You can cook your food in a volcanic pit. You know, nature can cook your food for you. So you've got all these alternatives. And I think, you know, in 2013, when people are looking for alternatives, they're looking for something else from their holiday experience. They want to come home and they want to speak to their friends and show them great photographs and say, look what I did for my holiday. They want to show off about it. I think the Azores have just that. And if you're a family and dad wants to do a bit of adventure and mum wants to go and look at birds, you can do all of that. And the kids can, you know, enjoy the culture. They can lie on the volcanic beaches, and you can go whale watching as a whole family. And you know, certainly for me, I haven't taken my whole family yet, but it will firmly be on our travel itinerary this year.
Does sound exciting. How do we get there?
If you want to get to the Azores, it's very easy. SATA, which is the Azorean airline, have weekly flights from Gatwick direct to San Miguel in less than 4 hours between Easter and October. What more could you ask for?
Fantastic. Ben Fogle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.